Tonight on the World View Report, a former Trump aide goes on Fox News and says the deep state is already making plans to steal the 2024 presidential election. More accurately, the intelligence arena. Today's Jeeps are not the rugged, quasi-military-grade vehicles you remember from years gone by. We'll show you why. New York City goes all in on Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset, right down to tracking what the folks there eat, their eating habits. 30 tons of a chemical used to make explosives. Well, it's missing after it disappeared during a rail trip from Wyoming, California last month. And 646 rural hospitals are at risk of closing down because of financial difficulties. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The former Deputy National Security Advisor under President Donald Trump, KT McFarland, joined Maria Bartiromo's Wall Street, that show that she hosts, last Friday to discuss the Durham Report. McFarland said the quiet part out loud, that the FBI, Justice Department, and CIA are already planning to rig the upcoming 2024 U.S. presidential election. According to McFarland, these intelligence agencies, having interfered in the 2016 and 2020 elections, aim to do it again in 2024 to make sure Trump doesn't get back in his old job. This is probably the least surprising piece of news you'll hear on this broadcast, because we've been saying that for a few years. In fact, in the summer of 2020, I did many radio shows and many television shows warning about a color revolution in America. I went into great detail and historical background on how the CIA has been involved in carrying out coups overseas, flipping elections, and installing their puppet into the palace or presidency in many foreign nations. And I predicted the CIA and intelligence arena would do that in America. Predicted that in the summer of 2020, and I believe it came true in the fall election of that year, ousting President Trump through a color revolution. So, should we be shocked that the deep state, the CIA, would do it all over again? After all, when the CIA can blow the head of a president off in broad daylight, as they did with JFK, and even RFK now admits that's who murdered his uncle and his father, right? So why should we be shocked that the CIA, who's gotten away with murdering a president in broad daylight, wouldn't steal elections? Of course they would. The only surprising thing about this whole story was that it was broadcast on Fox News. And I might add, it's not just Trump they're worried about. They will also not hesitate to sabotage Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign. It looks like he's getting anywhere close to winning the Democratic nomination, they'll go after him. Because if he does become president, can you imagine the things he will look into, expose, and tell the American people about? Back in 2016, ahead of the presidential elections, the FBI suddenly dropped 4 investigations into Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. That's according to the Durham Report. At the same time, they opened investigations on Donald Trump. Durham blasted Hillary Clinton for her, quote, plan to stir up a scandal against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump by tying him to Putin and the Russians. Hacking? The Russians hacking? Of the Democratic National Committee. End quote. McFarland described an all-too-familiar scenario in which it was the CIA leading the charge against a candidate they don't like. Watch this.
We now have black and white evidence that the FBI interfered in the 2016 election. And then when they failed to get their candidate elected, Hillary Clinton, then they just set out to destroy the Trump administration. So then go up to 2020. It was the CIA this time that got involved in the 2020 election with those 51 former intel agents who talked about the Hunter Biden laptop as total Russian disinformation. So they've gotten away with it for two elections. They're for sure going to get away with it, try to get away with it in 24, right? Because there's no consequence. The difference is in 2024, the evidence is there. We now have the Durham investigation. We have all the congressional investigations. There is now hard evidence that there was election interference by the U.S. intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice. They've got to be terrified. Those individuals have to be terrified that a Republican president comes in the 2024 election with a Republican attorney general, investigates them, and charges them all with the crimes they've committed over the last 8 years.
Well, we'll see about that. You're right. There are questions around these elections because of this interference. Do you think there will be election interference then in 24?
Take it to the bank. They will absolutely interfere in 2024. We're not sure how, but they will absolutely interfere, not only because they're not going to like whoever the Republican candidate is, but because they're going to protect their own hides. That's why they were talking to their own people, and the whistleblowers have brought this up, that they were told, don't put anything on paper, just tell us orally. They knew that they were doing stuff wrong. They knew that they were going to be liable for prosecution.
Yeah, it's too bad. I wish the media were more curious about all of this. Unfortunately, the media takes the narrative of the Democrat Party and runs with it and then tries to cancel anybody who's not on board.
Well, they're in the same position. They can't possibly admit they were wrong because that sort of undercuts their whole reason for being. So they're going to continue to have the fake narrative, and they're going to continue to cover up and pretend that nothing bad went on. I mean, they're all in it together. This is what the terrible thing is. These people are selling the country. They're just selling us out, not only to foreign leaders, but they're interfering in our elections. They're tearing up the Constitution. Why? Because they want to protect their jobs. They want to protect their ratings. It just is. I never thought I would be this upset about how anybody in the government was performing, but this is just a gut punch to the American people.
It really is, and it's because you're a patriot. You don't want to see this kind of injustice. I agree with you. KT, it's good to see you. Thank you.
A gut punch, indeed. As we've reported previously, the automobile industry went woke years ago. Natural News has an excellent article on how Jeeps are not what they used to be, quality-wise, and one of the reasons? Is the multinational company that owns Jeep. Well, they seem to be more focused on its ESG score and being woke, politically correct, than it is focused on manufacturing quality vehicles. The owner of Jeep is Stellantis, a 50-50 partnership of mostly U.S. and Italian interests. The company has issued a recall on nearly 220,000 Jeep Cherokee SUV models that are reportedly catching fire spontaneously, even when their engines are off. Natural News reports that owners of certain Jeep Cherokee models manufactured between the years of 2014 and 2016, quote, will want to park them outdoors, far away from the home and other vehicles. That's what the company warned this week, because their power liftgates could spontaneously combust. End quote. The issue stems from a breach in the liftgate control computer system that allows water to enter. Frying the board and causing an electrical short could result in the entire back end bursting into flames. As of May 22nd, at the time of Natural News' article, Jeep has not yet developed a fix for the problem. The company has apparently been too busy going woke, focused on things like quality control and protecting its customers from burning to death in a potential fiery inferno. That's what I think. Jeep does not yet have a fix for its faulty liftgate computers, but Natural News notes you can still get a Rainbow Pride Jeep mug or Love is Love tote bag. A similar problem was identified back in 2015 on some Jeep models, though Stellantis was able to come up with a fix for that one. Natural News concludes, quote, if the company can refocus its efforts away from releasing Rainbow Pride merchandise and spend more time on product safety, then perhaps can do the same for this latest mechanical issue, end quote. Beginning on June 30th, customers who own affected Jeep models bearing faulty liftgate computers will receive an official notification letter in the mail about the recall. New York City will begin tracking the carbon footprint of household food consumption and putting caps on how much red meat can be served in public institutions, part of a sweeping initiative to achieve a 33% reduction in carbon emissions from food by 2030. In other words, the city is going all in on trying to achieve the United Nations Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goal. The Defender report that Mayor Eric Adams and representatives from the Mayor's Office of Food Policy and Mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice, they announced the new programs last month at a Brooklyn Culinary Center run by New York City Health plus hospitals, the city's public health care system. Just before Earth Day is when they made the announcement. At the event, the Mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice shared a new chart to be included in the city's annual greenhouse gas inventory. Publicly tracks the carbon footprint created by household food consumption. That's what the Garthmist reported. The city already produces emission data from energy use, transportation, and waste as part of the annual inventory. But the addition of household food consumption data, well, that is a part of a partnership that London and New York launched with American Express, C40 Cities, and Echo Data Lab. That's what Commissioner Rohit Agarwala from the New York City Department of Environmental Protection announced at the event. He went on to say, and by the way, he's the one who founded Google Smart City subsidiary Sidewalk Labs, celebrated the expanded data collection as forging, quote, a new standard for what cities have to do, end quote, and a new way to shape policy. He said the inventory also will measure greenhouse gas pollution from the production and consumption of other consumer goods like apparel, whether or not those items are made in New York City. It also tracks emissions tied to services like air travel and health care. But Adams' presentation at the event focused on food consumption, particularly meat and dairy, which he condemned as harmful to the environment, stating, quote, food is the third biggest source of cities' emissions right after buildings and transportation. But all food is not created equal. The vast majority of food that is contributing to our emission crisis lies in meat and dairy products, end quote. He added, quote, it's easy to talk about the emissions that's coming from buildings and how it impacts our environment, but we now have to talk about beef. And I don't know if people are ready for this conversation, end quote. Adams, a vegan who, according to a whistleblower, also eats fish, credits his, quote, plant-based diet, end quote, for his recovery from diabetes. He's even the author of a vegan cookbook, which makes a case for plant-based diets is more healthy than a diet involving meat, which, as we reported last night, is based on shoddy research, dishonest research. We'll keep you posted on this story. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. House Oversight Chairman James Comer turned up the heat on the corrupt FBI this week after the rogue agency refused to comply with a subpoena. The Epoch Times reports that Comer, a Republican from Kentucky, doubled down on the push to acquire an FBI document that linked Joe Biden to a pay-to-play bribery scheme while he was still vice president under Barack Hussein Obama. Comer said in a May 19th statement, quote, "The FBI's delay in producing a single unclassified record is unacceptable. The information provided by a whistleblower raises concerns that then Vice President Biden allegedly engaged in a bribery scheme with a foreign national. The FBI must provide this record to Congress without further delay," end quote. Comer reiterated the demand in a May 19th letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray. Some House Republicans, well, they've already signaled they would hold Wray in contempt of Congress after the FBI missed Comer's subpoena deadline, May 10th, to produce the internal notes regarding an alleged, quote, criminal scheme, end quote, involving Biden. Comer, along with Senator Chuck Grassley, who's a Republican from Iowa, revealed in a May 3rd letter that they received, quote, legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures, end quote. The whistleblower's tip indicated that the Department of Justice and the FBI possessed an unclassified document that, quote, describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions, end quote. That's according to the letter to Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland. Representative Eric Burleson, Republican from Missouri and a member of the House Oversight Committee, previously told the Epoch Times, quote, "This specific document goes into great detail, the pay-for-play agreement between Joe Biden as vice president and the policy outcomes that this foreign national wanted," end quote. In other news, a violent mob of 400 Chicago teenagers shut down the Armed Forces Carnival in the Tinley Park suburb Saturday, Fox News reports. After the teens fought with each other, organizers were forced to cancel the event. Town officials said the teens responded to a call on social media to, quote, cause chaos and disrupt the event, end quote. Check it out. Here it is on video. Incredible scene from Chicago. Expect to see more of this now that our borders are completely open and they're busing illegals into the interior of our cities, which are already cesspools of crime, drugs, and instability. The Daily Wire reports that Anheuser-Busch is offering to buy back unsold cases of Bud Light from retailers as sales continue to plummet in the aftermath of the disastrous partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The offer, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, comes as boycotts continue to dog the brand in the wake of the controversial PR stunt. Mulvaney raved in a TikTok video about a gift from Bud Light, a can featuring the trans influencer's face, and the partnership, which reportedly consisted of just one can. Well, that sparked a boycott that caused sales of the beverage to plummet nearly overnight. By mid-May, Bud Light sales were down 28% in comparison with 2022 sales and those numbers from 2022 for the same period. And several high-profile celebrities had thrown their weight behind a total boycott of the brand. So why am I even reporting on this story? Because I don't drink beer and I'm not a big fan of alcohol at all. I think it's destroyed far too many lives. But I report on this because it shows that Americans, they're not as far gone as maybe we thought they were. They maybe are more traditional than we thought they were. And companies that go woke, well, as they say, they could go broke. About 60,000 pounds or 30 tons of a chemical used as both a fertilizer and an explosive is missing after it disappeared during a rail trip from Wyoming to California last month, so reports NBC News, citing federal records. A rail car carrying ammonium nitrate left a plant operated by explosives manufacturer Dyno Noble in Cheyenne, Wyoming on April 12th, according to an incident report filed by a representative of the company with the National Response Center on May 10th. The report states that the chemical was released, quote, due to an unknown cause, end quote, and that it was discovered missing after the rail car arrived in Saltdale, California, an unincorporated community more than 1,000 miles from Cheyenne. At the time of the report, the car was empty and on its way back to Wyoming, according to the company. Ammonium nitrate has been a key ingredient used in both terror attacks and fatal accidents. At least 581 people were killed in 1947 when more than 2,000 tons of the chemical exploded on a cargo ship that had docked at a port in Texas City, Texas. The same year, in Brest, France, a Norwegian ship that contained about 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate exploded, leading to 29 deaths. It was also used in a 1970 bombing on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus that led to one death and several injuries. And in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, which killed 168 people. In 2013, ammonium nitrate was the cause of an explosion at a fertilizer plant in West Texas, killing 15 people, injuring 200, and wiping out hundreds of homes. Federal officials later found the blast was a, quote, criminal act, end quote. The European Union on Monday fined the parent company of Facebook a record $1.3 billion for transferring European users' data to the U.S. The penalty marks the largest since the EU implemented harsher data privacy laws in 2018. And the end of a decade-long case that was filed by Austrian lawyer and privacy activist Max Schrems. That's according to AP News. In 2013, Schrems filed a complaint about Facebook's handling of his data after then National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden leaked classified documents revealing the mass surveillance of the American citizens by their own intelligence apparatus. The leaked documents included the revelation that Facebook gave U.S. agencies access to Europeans' personal data. That's what the New York Post reports. The EU and the U.S. followed the Privacy Shield framework, which allowed companies on both sides of the Atlantic to transfer personal data while following protection requirements. The Privacy Shield was implemented in 2016, but was later struck down by the Court of Justice of the European Union in 2020, citing concerns that it could not ensure data security for Europeans once their information was sent to the U.S. There are 646 rural hospitals at risk of closing down because of financial difficulties. And these hospitals make up around 30% of all rural hospitals in the U.S. That's according to the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. The hospitals face losses on patient services as health plans aren't paying enough to cover the cost of delivering care. The losses will likely increase as inflation and workforce shortages persist. That's according to the report, which was released in April. While rural hospitals are receiving some support through grants, local tax revenues, or other profits, they still have low financial reserves and remain at risk. That's according to the report, which was the subject of an article that appeared this week at Zero Hedge. More than half of the states in the U.S. report 25% or more of their rural hospitals are at risk of collapsing, and more than 200 hospitals nationwide are at immediate risk of closing. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer put her signature Monday on a new red flag law, which is really a gun confiscation law. Michigan joined Minnesota as the second state in under a week to implement a red flag law after Democrats in both states won control of both chambers and the governor's office in November. New Mexico previously was the last state to pass a red flag law in 2020. According to the Associated Press, Whitmer signed the legislation just outside of Detroit, flanked by state lawmakers and individuals affected by so-called gun violence. If you listened to Whitmer's pontificating about the need for such legislation, you would surely think it was the guns that jumped out of their owners' holsters and murdered these folks' family members. As is usually the case when these bills are signed, former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, well, she was in attendance. She was there, and she began campaigning, as you know, for gun control after she was shot in the head in 2011, which is a tragic event, to be sure. But we will never win the debate on the Second Amendment if we allow the Democrats to emotionalize this issue. Quote, "We have heard too many times from those who knew a mass shooter who had expressed concern in advance about the mass shooter's intentions," end quote. That's what the governor of Michigan, Whitmer, said. Quote, "With extreme risk protection orders, we have a mechanism to step in and save lives," end quote. Well, folks, it's unclear whether red flag laws will save any lives, but it is clear that these laws can and they will be abused by anyone seeking retribution against, well, let's say a former spouse, a personal relationship that's gone bad, or just by a mean-spirited person who doesn't like firearms. Why do I say this? Because the red flag laws don't require evidence to be presented or accusers to be cross-examined in court before the police can storm into your house and take away your guns. All they need in order to act in this way is for someone who knows you to make an accusation that you pose a threat to yourself or someone else. Michigan's new law, also known as extreme risk protection orders, is expected to go into effect next spring. It will allow family members, police, mental health professionals, roommates, and former dating partners to petition a judge to remove firearms from those they believe pose an imminent threat to themselves or others. The judge would have 24 hours to decide on a protection order after a request is filed. If granted, the judge would then have 14 days to set a hearing during which the flagged person would have to prove they do not pose a significant risk. A standard order would last 1 year. Folks, this puts the burden of proof on the accused. They are guilty until proven innocent, which goes completely against the rule of law and our Constitution. And this is what the Marxist Democrats want. And remember, we've been warning about this for years and years. Marxists, they have to disarm the population because only a disarmed population will go where they want to take us. History proves that point. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. If you appreciate what we're doing here, you know, how can you not? In these perilous times, you need a source of news and information, uncensored news. But we need your support. We're brought to you by you. We are a listener-supported broadcast. That means we're free for anyone to watch. And then we count on you supporting us through, well, various means. And here are those means. Number one, by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There's some huge sales on slippers, slides, sandals, Giza Dream Sheets. There's a sale going on, the six-piece MyPillow towel set. Go check it out, but use the promo code, please, B66. Look, these make great graduation gifts. Give them to that graduate who's going to go off to college and needs sheets and towels, or they're going to go to their first apartment. How about for Father's Day? Dad will love the MyPillow towel set. They're great towels. They're awesome. The sandals, the slippers, the slides, the moccasins with their fleece inside is amazing. Amazingly comfortable. There's a lot of stuff Dad would love over there at MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code B66. And by the way, there's a lot of sales going on over there. The price of everything's going up, but Mike Lindell's bringing his prices down. fact, there's products over there that were $100, then $50, now they're $25. So this is how you fight inflation. Get great products that are going down in price because Mike's putting on sales to open up more space so he can expand his manufacturing plant in the Twin Cities. So do your shopping at MyPillow.com, but please use that promo code B66. And then why not go to WVWFoundation.com and just make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. Think of us as the conservative alternative to NPR, to public television. They're listener supported. They put out their stuff for free and people support it by making a contribution. Well, you can do that same thing with us because we have our foundation, and our foundation exists for a few reasons. But one is to push out education, programming, radio, television, documentaries for free to educate people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, how to defend our constitutional republic based on the character and nature of God. That's what our constitutional republic is supposed to be, according to the leading scholar for the founding fathers, William Blackstone. So we also sponsor a Sunday night service where on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Central, live, I literally open the Bible and we talk about the issues of the day through the lens of a Christian worldview. So much of what's happening right now is in the Bible and how we should respond. It's in the Bible. When it comes to our free market system, globalism, Marxism, the LGBTQ agenda, the Bible has the answers for these things. And that's what we do on Sunday nights. Now, if you appreciate that our foundation sponsors all that, we need your support. So please go to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution of any size. You can even become a monthly contributor automatically at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. So thank you for that. WVWFoundation.com. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching. May God save America. Take care.